弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，再给我们一次能够一同寻求主的机会。
Thank the Lord that once again gave us a chance to we can seek together with Him.
我们再有点祷告，好吧
？Let's have words of prayers.
天父，我们感谢赞美归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you all the thanks and praises.
你借着你爱子所成就的救赎，所显出的工作是何等的浩大。
How great is the work that through your beloved Son that you have accomplished the great work and salvation?
我们这有限的人，我们这蒙恩的人，蒙怜悯的人，好像觉得在认识，在经历，在跟随上面常常过不上。
For us who are so limited and for us who are saved, and we often feel that our experience, our understanding cannot catch up with you.
但你仍然给我们恩典，还把你的话摆在我们的眼前。
But you still give us the grace and put your words before us.
而且你也将你的话，好像在我们心里面能不断向我们开启。
And you continue to open your words in our hearts.
好叫我们能够受你的吸引。快跑跟随你
so we can be drawn by you and continue to follow you.
我们实在觉得离了你就不能做什么
We truly feel that apart from you, we can do nothing.
无论是讲的、翻译的、听的，若不是你亲自供应我们，我们没有什么可以得着
Regardless, the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen, if you do not provide us yourself, then we can gain nothing.
求你为着你的名，为着你的旨意。为着你召我们回到你的家中来进入基督身体里面你自己荣耀的心意求你把话赐给我们
Do give us your words for the sake that for your name, your will and you gather us back into your home
我们讲的翻译的听的我们都一同等候在你的面前
And we wait before you the one who speaks the one who translates and those who listen
求你向我们心说话我们等候在你的面前
Do speak to our hearts. We wait before you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few places of scriptures.
启示录二十二章第七节。
Book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 7.
看啊，我必快来。凡遵守这书上预言的有福了
Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the saying of the prophecy of this book.
然后十二节
And verse 12.
看啊，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他
And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be.
然后十七节
Verse 17.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
And the spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him that hears say, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。阿门。主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
He which testified these things says, Surely I come quickly, Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus.
这里最后一句话说，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
The last word says that, Come, Lord Jesus.
这个昨天我们读雅各书，雅各书的最后也是这么一句话。
Yesterday when we read Book of Song of Songs, the last verse also says the same thing.
他最后一章第八章的。最后一节说我的良人啊求你快来
The last verse in chapter 8 of Song of Songs says that my beloved that make haste come
所以当我们蒙主的恩经历主到一个地步我们里面应当会有这种催促说主啊主耶稣啊我愿你快来
So when we are saved by the Lord and we experience him Our heart should be hastened to the point that we say, Lord, come quickly.
不管我们预备的怎样，但是这个心愿、这个心态，应该要逐渐进入到这个层次。
Regardless how well we are prepared, by our heart, we should come to this level.
那我们在我发现这个启示录呢是主自己宣告他自己要来。
I find that in the book of Revelation, our Lord has proclaimed that He will come.
然后呢，你发现启示录里面呢，有非常多的地方呢，主讲到那些在他来的时候跟他面对面的这些圣徒的情况。
And we find in the book of Revelation, Lord many times has mentioned that the condition of the saints when He comes back.
所以当我们如果注意到这些，如果主能够把这些他们在主面前的特别的情况、特别的光景向我们开启的话。
So when we have paid attention to those, and also when the Lord is able to reveal and open up their condition to us.
这个对我们预备主的再来、迎接主的再来，应该是很有帮助的。
So this shall be helpful to us to prepare and welcome His coming.
所以我们也不需要照自己的方法预备，我们就知道主怎么主希望什么，我们照着主所希望的去就对了。
So we also do not need to prepare by our own ways. We know what that the Lord wants, so we just prepare according to His will.
所以事实上，我们蒙恩得救，从你蒙恩得救的第一天，一直到见主面，都是主预备的。
So, since the first day we are saved by grace until the day we see the Lord, it's all been prepared by the Lord.
所以如果我们学会顺着主所带领的、主所预备的，其实我们是省力的。虽然我们要一经过困难，但是基本上来讲，我们是省力的。
So it's actually not a lot of effort for us if we follow His guidance according to what He has prepared. Although we go through many difficulties, but it's not a lot of effort.
好，我们再看一下启示录第七章。上次我们看过，但是这次我们再看一下下。
So let's look at Book of Revelation chapter 7 again.
第七章第九节，再读到第七章的结束。
From chapter 7 verse 9 till the end.
之后我观看。见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。
After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, kindreds, and people, and tongues, and stood before the throne, and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, and palms in their hands.
大声喊着说，愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。
And cry with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God which sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb.
众天使都站在宝座和众长老并四活物的周围，在宝座前面伏于地敬拜神。
And all the angels stood around the throne and about the elders and the four beasts and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God.
说阿们，颂赞、荣耀、智慧、感谢、尊贵、权柄、大力，都归于我们的神，直到永永远远。阿们。
Saying Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen.
长老中有一位问我说，这些穿白衣的是谁？是从哪里来的？
And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and where they come from?
我对他说，我主，你知道。他向我说，这些人是从大患难中出来的，曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了。
And I say unto them, Sir, thou knowest. And he say unto me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
所以他们在神宝座前，昼夜在他殿中侍奉他。坐宝座的要用帐幕覆庇他。
Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple, and he that sits on the throne shall dwell among them.
他们不再饥，不再渴，日头和炎热也必不伤害他们。
They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sunlight on them, nor any heat.
因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源，神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。
For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
上次我们提到说，这些来到主宝座前的，他们在宝座前大声喊着说，愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神 和羔羊。
Last time we have mentioned that those who come before the throne, they have loudly cried out that may salvation be unto our God which sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb.
这些圣徒来到宝座前，他们感受最深的是，他们所蒙的拯救那个丰富啊，大到一个地步，他们需要用很大的，他们愿意把尽全力的把赞美来归给神。
For all those saints who come before the throne, they have experienced salvation to such a point that they would like to use all of their heart, their effort to cry out the praises unto God.
然后他们这样的赞美，他们为了救恩所自己所经历的救恩来赞美，但是呢，天使呢也呼应这个赞美。
And they praise based on the salvation they have experienced, and also the angels echo such praise.
天使看到他们赞美的时候，不是说呀你们这些都没什么，你们这些都是假的，不是，他们天使说什么？天使俯伏于地敬拜神，然后说阿们。
And it's not that when angels saw their praises, they say that, oh, your praises are fake, it's not experience. However, the angels also bow down to prostrate on their faces and worship God and say amen.
所以不管是主观或者客观，都好像他们都一同认同，一同进入那个丰富。
So whether objectively or subjectively, they all agree and enter into such riches.
有一点奇妙的就是第十二节，这是天使的赞美。
The amazing thing is in verse 12, which is the praises of angels.
他说：“颂赞、荣耀、智慧、感谢、尊贵、权柄、大力，都归于我们的神，直到永远。”阿门。
They say that blessing and glory and blessing, glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen.
我再请大家看另外一段圣经。
So please turn to another place of scripture.
启示录第五章。
Revelation chapter 5.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
我又看见且听见宝座与活物并长老的周围有许多天使的声音，他们的数目有千千万万。
And I behold, and I heard the voice of many angels around about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands.
大声说，曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、颂赞的。
Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing.
这里是在第五章是天使对羔羊的赞美。
In chapter 5 are the praises of angel to the Lamb.
因为羔羊他买了从地上买了人回来，成为神的国度，成为祭司，也与神一同住在地上执掌王权。
For the Lamb had purchased all the saints from the earth, and they become the kingdom, and also the priests of God, and also reign on earth.
那所以呢，对羔羊有一个赞美。
So they do praise the Lamb.
但是呢，第七章呢，是蒙恩的人在宝座前。
And for chapter 7 are those who are saved by grace before the throne.
然后当这个蒙恩的人在赞美的时候呢，赞美蒙恩人是赞美自己所得的救恩。
For those who are saved by the grace, they praise of the salvation they have received.
那天使呢，不但说是阿门，也俯伏敬拜神。
And also the angels not only say amen, but also with their faces on the ground.
然后他们呢所发出的赞美呢，跟对羔羊的赞美是一样的。
And the praises they have is the same as their praises to the angel, to the Lamb.
唯一只有一个差别。
Only one difference.
他赞美羔羊是赞美。丰富，有一个丰富这个词。
In when they are with their praises to the Lamb, there is the word riches.
那在这个圣徒这边呢，他是用感谢。
And the saints praises are thanksgiving.
我看到这一段话，我心里很受震撼。
My heart is full of impact when I see those.
就表示说有一群的圣徒。
That means there's a group of saints.
这一群圣徒可以来到神的宝座前。
And those group of saints, they can come before the throne of God.
然后他们所经历的，不但自己觉得非常震撼，天使
所有一切在神面前的都震撼。
And what they have experienced not only have impact themselves, but also impact all the angels.
那天使对于他们所经历的、所发出的赞美，跟对羔羊所成就的救恩的赞美几乎一模一样。
And it's almost the similar praises for the angels echo the praises of saints and also the praises of angels toward the Lamb.
这是不是告诉我们，我们需要思考一下？
Isn't that something that we should meditate upon?
就是说，这里好像告诉我一件事情，就是羔羊所成就救恩的丰富荣耀，但是有一群的圣徒已经达到这样的一个经历的一个层次。
It tells us what the Lamb has accomplished, all his riches and glory, which shows that there's a group of saints have already accomplished to such level.
在这些圣徒所觉得他们是被拯救，一而再再而三的被拯救。
For those saints, they felt that they have been saved and redeemed over and over again.
因为他们的确是经过大患难。
True, they went through the tribulation.
他们经过很多很多的挑战。
And they have gone through so many challenges.
可能有外面的挑战，可能有里面的挑战。
Outward and also inward challenges.
可能有人带来的挑战，可能有自己产生的挑战。
Challenges from man and also from themselves.
可能有灵界的挑战，有物质界的挑战。
Spiritual and also material world challenges.
但是不管什么挑战。
But regardless of what challenges they are.
这任何的挑战临到他们，就看见。他们是羔羊的得胜，成为他们的得胜。
Whatever challenges came upon them, we see that the victory of the Lamb become their victory.
所以这对我们来讲是需要思考的。
So that's something we have to meditate upon.
所以希望主能够帮助我们。
Do pray the Lord helps us.
我就想到说，这个主把我们带回了他的家中。
I'm thinking that as the Lord bring us back to His house.
那当我们读到哥林多前书的时候
When we read First Book Corinthians,
我们发现大家都回到神的家中
We do find that everybody come back to God's house
但是呢回到神的家中呢但是因为我们的有限或者我们受什么影响我们就不容易单纯的只来到神永远的旨意
But because we are limited or being influenced by certain things so we cannot purely come before the will of God
所以在哥林多的教会还有跟随亚波罗的有跟随保罗的有跟随基法的还有跟随基督的
So in the church of Corinth there are those who follow Apollos or those Cephas or those who follow Paul or those follow Jesus
但是保罗告诉他们说这些情况神要把他带到在基督里面同归于一
But Paul told them that for all those conditions God would like to bring them all be united in one in Jesus Christ
所以保罗呢在哥林多前书也告诉他们怎样才能得着神国度的实际
So in 1 Corinthians Paul also told them that how can they do in order to receive the reality of the kingdom
在怎样的光景底下这些是不能进神的国的
Under what condition those who cannot enter into the kingdom of God
然后也在哥林多前书告诉他们说我们就是神的殿
And also in 1 Corinthians told them that we are the temple of God
所以我们要受圣灵的引导
So we shall be led by the guidance of the Holy Spirit
所以我们要学圣灵在我们生命中的工作
So we should learn the work of the Holy Spirit upon our life
所以我们需要更新变化
We shall be, our mind shall be renewed
不是叫别人更新变化是我们要更新变化
Not to ask other people to be renewed but us who have been renewed and transformed
所以圣灵在我们身上在每一个圣徒身上更新变化的结果就是这一个人的灵不但是得救了而且魂更新了
So that the result of the Holy Spirit doing the work of renewal and transformation work on us is that not only our spirit is saved, but also our soul is, not only our spirit is renewed, but also our soul is being saved.
而这个更新呢，使得我们有耶稣基督的心思在我们身上。
And this renewal result in that we have the mind of Christ on us.
因为有耶稣基督的心思，所以呢，我们的行事为人呢，就会照着耶稣基督的方向去。
Because we have the mind of Christ, therefore our walk, our deeds shall be according to the to Lord Jesus.
他又告诉我们说，我们是身体，我们是一个身体。
As that we are one body.
那怎么经历这个身体呢
？How do we experience such one body?
需要在一起擘饼。
We shall together break the bread together.
需要在一起进入这个身体的交通。
We shall enter together into the fellowship of the body.
需要真正的 让这个交通在每个圣徒当中能够进入实际。
So enter into a reality of this fellowship among each saint.
然后在这个身体的经历里面呢，你就发现了有恩赐显出来。
And through the experience of this body, then we realize there's a revelation of gifts.
恩赐或者是执事或者是功用，都是为了身体能够被建造起来。
Gifts or ministry or functions, those are in order to establish, to let the body to grow.
他们是必须要的，但是他们不是那个全部。
Those are necessary, but they are not all.
这些恩赐、这些执事或这些功用所要彰显的内容、内涵，就是基督自己。
Gifts or ministerial functions are to manifest, express Lord Jesus Himself.
但是等如果我们一旦会有一点恩赐，或者我们一旦会有一点功用呢，我们会很容易的彰显的不一定是基督自己，可能是我们自己。
But whenever we have little gifts or we reveal our functions, it's very easily that we reveal ourselves, not reveal the Lord Himself.
所以在交通当中，就如果我们交通当中没有让基督显出来的话，那这个建造呢就不能完成。
Therefore, during the fellowship, if we do not manifest Christ, then this building cannot be accomplished.
所以在这个交通能够继续的好好的在生命中建造呢，就需要神的爱。
So, in order for this fellowship to be continued to build up in life, then we need love of God.
所以哥林多前书十四章跟十二章之间呢，有个爱，十三章。
Therefore, in between chapter 12 and 14 of 1 Corinthians, there's chapter 12, which talk about love. There's chapter 13, sorry.
那这些呢，这个爱其实是圣灵生命的工作。
Actually, this love is the work of the Holy Spirit.
但而且这个爱哈，你要进入这个实际呢，你要灵里面跟主的关系呢，是正常的，是通畅才有办法。
In order to enter into a reality of this love, you need a sorrow, the relationship with God has to be without any hindrance.
所以在十四章、十三、十二章之间加了个十三章呢，好像告诉我们就是说，所有恩赐的运用要在爱的生命的运行底下来运用。
So as chapter 13 is added in between chapter 12 and 14, it talks that all the work of the gifts shall be in love.
所以功用或者是这个职分或者是这个或者功用职事或者是这个恩赐，它都不是独立的。
So the functions or the ministry or the gifts, they are not by themselves.
它都应该在神的爱里面。
They all shall be in the love of God.
然后身体被建造起来。
Then the body being built up.
然后跟随保罗的，跟随亚波罗的，跟随基法的，都会什么？逐渐的，真正的回到基督面前。
And those who follow Paul or follow Apollos or follow Cephas, then gradually they will come into one in Christ.
所以这个哥林多前书也特别提醒我们，基督并他钉十字架是我们必须有的实际。
So in 1 Corinthians also reminds us that Christ and Him crucified should be our reality.
那不是只是一个口号。
It's not just a proclamation or logo.
他定十字架，我们也与他同定了十字架。
It's that himself crucified, and also we crucified together with him.
所以哥林多前书呢，好像是解决我们肉体的问题。
So First Corinthians resolve the issues of our flesh.
比较多的是倾向这一方面。
It's mostly about this issue.
但是到加拉太书呢，又在提。
But then it mentioned again in Book of Galatians.
加拉太书呢，保罗提到说，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Paul mentions in Book of Galatians that I have already been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我。
No longer live I.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ lives in me.
然后我如今在肉身活着。
But today I live in flesh.
是因神儿子的信心而活。
But by the faith of the Son of God.
这句话我们可能很熟。
We might be familiar with this verse.
但这句话在保罗来讲的话，在他身上是一个生命的一个丰富的经历。
But to Paul, it's the riches of the experience of life on him.
保罗他原来是法利赛人。
Paul, he was a Pharisee.
而且他是法利赛人中的法利赛人，是按照犹太人当中最严格的支派来做法利赛人。
Actually, he was a Pharisee of Pharisees. He was under the most strict law of Pharisees.
所以照着保罗的原先的情况来讲话，要他信耶稣恐怕永远不可能。
So according to Paul's original state, it would be impossible for him to believe unto Jesus.
但是神救他的方法呢，是很特别。
But God's way of saving him was so special.
就在他正要去逼迫人，正要去把人抓去监牢去的，在路上的时候，主亲自向他显现。
Just right before he was going to persecute others into jail, the Lord himself revealed himself to Paul.
不但向他显现了，把他从马上面打到地上。而且眼睛瞎了。
Not only Lord revealed himself to Paul, but striking him down from the horse and also let him be blind.
然后保罗问主说：“主啊，你是谁啊？”
Then Paul asked our Lord, said, "Lord, who art thou?"
主就说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣啊。”
And Lord says that I'm the Lord Jesus whom you persecuted.
保罗，我没有逼迫耶稣啊。
Paul said, "I did not persecute Jesus."
我只是逼迫信耶稣的人而已啊，跟耶稣什么关系啊
？I only persecute those who believe unto Jesus. What does it have to do with Jesus?
主说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And Lord says that I'm the Jesus whom you persecuted.
所以呢，主在他里面有一个新的开启。
So Lord has revealed something new in him.
他那一天得救之后，他从犹太教中出来。
And after he got saved, he was being delivered out of Judaism.
他从宗教的传统里面出来。
He came out from the tradition of religion.
他不但从宗教传统里面出来，他呢，他正好要去逼迫人，他要把人抓去监牢里面，他甚至如果这人他觉得他该定他死罪，就定他死罪。
And he was not only just going to persecute people, but he was going to sentence people to even to death.
所以他是个残害人。
So he was those who were just persecuting other people.
所以呢，他甚至可以说是一个杀人犯都可以。
And might even be a murderer.
这是他旧生命。
That was his old life.
但是主把他从这里拉出来。
But Lord has delivered him out of that.
啊，那主也把他从犹太教的传统的热心里面拉出来。
And Lord also delivered him out of the zeals of the tradition of Judaism.
那问怎么拉法？
Then how was he being delivered?
他说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Paul said I'm already crucified with Christ.
就是耶稣基督被钉十字架，他已经死了，保罗也死了。
That is that when Lord Jesus Christ being crucified on the cross, Lord died and also Paul died.
神对犹太教没有兴趣，他也变成没有兴趣了。
God has no interest on the Judaism and so is Paul.
神对犹太的传统没有兴趣，他也没有兴趣。
God has no interest in the tradition of Jews, and so is Paul.
所以他与基督同钉十字架。
Therefore, Paul has been crucified together with Christ.
所以呢，他从那个犹太宗教的那个热忱里面，整个被拉出来。
So he's been completely pulled out of the zeal of the tradition of Judaism.
他也从人的热心里面完全被拉出来。
And he's also being pulled out by the zeal of man.
不是他叫自己不要做。
Not that he told himself not to do it.
不是他告诉自己这个不好。
Not he told himself that that's not good.
也不是有任何人强迫他。
Not that someone forced him.
没有任何人禁止他就不要做这个东西。
Nobody stopped him from forbidding him from doing this.
是因为他与基督同钉十字架。
Because he has been crucified together with Christ.
他不但是被拉出来，
Not in him being pulled out.
而且呢，他看见主耶稣钉十字架呢，是把我们所有的不同种族、不同宗教背景、不同宗教倾向、不同教育程度、不同的，通通什么，在基督里面同归于一。
And he also see that Lord Jesus crucified is to unite everything in one, including our different education background or different religious background into one.
神又差他去。外邦人中做使徒。
And God sent him to be the apostle among the Gentiles.
所以他在这个服事当中，他把人不管是犹太人或外邦人都在基督里面 归在基督里面成为一个身体。
So in his ministry, he has united together into one body, regardless of the Jews or the Gentiles.
所以他说，不管是犹太人或者希腊人，或者是为奴的或者自主的，或者是怎么样，是这个就如果在哥罗西说化外人或者希古提人。
So he said that whether it's the Jews or Greeks or bond or the bondman or freeman or those who are Gentiles or Sicilians.
或男或女都在基督里面同归于一了。
Whether man or male or female, they're all together in one in Christ.
可是呢，有一次在加拉太发生了一个事。
But something happened in Galatia.
彼得，其实彼得也是第一位神使用让外邦人能归在基督里面的一个，就是神差去的使徒。
Peter, who was also an apostle that God had sent to let the Gentiles to become part of believers.
但是彼得也有他的软弱。
But Peter also had his weakness.
他有一次在加拉太跟那些外邦的基督徒在一起用餐。
Once he had a meal in Galatia with the Gentile believers.
结果呢，这个突然来个消息说，这个从雅各来的这些人来了啊，那些都是看重律法的，特别是遵守这个犹太律法的。
But some news came saying that some believers came who are following the Judaism law.
所以呢，彼得一听呢，哎呀，他就什么啊，现在不吃了啊，现在我们就用餐就到此为止啊，所以呢，他就跟这个外邦人就分开了。
So as soon as Peter heard it, then he stopped having the meals together with the Gentiles, and he separated from them.
然后呢，不但是彼得这样分开了，而且什么，巴拿巴也跟着，然后还有其他的犹太人也跟着就跟外邦人分开了。
Not only Peter separated from the Gentiles, but also Barnabas did the same thing.
这时候，保罗起来说话。
At this time, Paul stood up to say something.
我想他说的话，如果是我们是彼得的话，我们没有人愿意听。
I think from what Paul said, if we are Peter, we would not like to listen to Paul.
因为保罗呢，他责备彼得和跟他这样做的弟兄说：“你这样做与福音的真理不合。”
Because Paul rebuked those brothers who did the same thing as Peter did. That Paul said that what you did is not according to the gospel.
所以这个拯救让保罗怎么里面呢有明亮的神的旨意的看见。
So this salvation enables Paul to have such enlightening to see the clear will of God.
而当弟兄有软弱的时候，他帮助弟兄能够回到神的旨意里面去。
So when brothers are weak, he helps brothers to return to the will of God.
所以主在我们身上要看什么？
So what does God would like to see on us?
我们在地上的日子，讲的实在来讲，有很多都是觉得很不舒服的日子。
Our days on earth, many of them that we might not feel comfortable.
所以我们能够靠着主不断的帮助我们，我们觉得很好。
So by God's grace that He keeps helping us, and we might feel better.
所以呢，我们可能到一个地步呢，我们从头到尾，从蒙恩得救一直可能到见主呢，我们只经历到主帮助我们。
So it might be to such point that from the day we are saved by grace until we see the Lord, we only experience that Lord helps us.
那这个帮助我们呢，是因为我们有需要帮助我们。
And this helping is because we have some needs, and therefore He helps us.
但是呢，其实主在我们身上有更高的心意。
But God has even higher will on us.
那这个在雅各书里面哈，那个讲到那个跟主有一个特别的关系。
So in Song of Song that there is a special relationship with the Lord.
啊，他说哈，我们是这个
第四章十二节。OK。第四章十二节啊。他说：“我妹子，我心腹乃是关锁的园，禁闭的井，封闭的泉源。”
It says that a garden enclosed is my sister, my spouse. A spring shut up, a fountain sealed.
这是我们跟主有一个特殊的关系。
This is our special relationship with the Lord.
是一个封闭的关系。
It's an enclosed relationship.
所以是一个什么？封闭的关锁的园子，禁闭的井，封闭的泉源。
It's a garden enclosed, a spring shut up, a fountain sealed.
也就是那个生命圣灵的律在我们里面，给我们新鲜活泼的带领。
That is the spirit of law of the spirit of law and 圣灵新鲜活泼啊、oh, ，the spirit of life and 新鲜。The spirit of life that's guiding us to have a lively relationship with the Lord.
所以这个在我们里面做生命的工作，然后产生生命的建造。
So that's doing the work and also doing the building work of life.
然后到一个地步呢，这产生新生命的果子出来。
And to the point that a new fruit of life is being come out.
而这个果子呢，是给主所享用的。
And this fruit is to be enjoyed by the Lord.
而在这个这个雅各书是给那个新郎，啊，给那个所罗门所享用。
And in the Song of Song is for the groom and Solomon to enjoy.
所以这里呢，所以主在我们身上有一个工作。
So Lord has a work on us.
啊，到一个地步怎么讲说，主从我们身上能够显出那个新生命的荣美出来。
So to the point that the new life's beauty can be manifested.
只有新生命的荣美才能把基督的丰富显出来。
Only this beauty of the new life can be revealed of the riches of the Lord.
所以主讲这一段话，刚才我们读的启示录第七章这段话是值得我们在主面前再好好思考。
So what we have read in Book of Revelation chapter 7 is something we shall be meditate about.
这里是提醒我，就是主的丰富成为蒙恩圣徒的丰富。
And that's to remind us, the riches of our Lord become the riches of those saints who are saved by grace.
主的心意要把他们带了荣耀，他们果然被带了荣耀。
Lord's will is to bring them into glory, and they truly have been brought into glory.
好，我们再看另外一处圣经。
And let's read another place of
scripture. 这处圣经也是，对我有很深刻印象。
And that also have a big impact on me.
第九章，启示录第九章。
Book of Revelation chapter 9.
也许我们看从第一节看到第四节。
Let's read from verse 1 through 4.
第五位天使吹号，我就看见一个心从天落到地上，有无底坑的钥匙赐给他。他开了无底坑，便有烟从坑里往上冒，好像大火炉的烟，日头和天空都因这烟昏暗了。
And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven onto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit.
有蝗虫从烟中出来到地上，有能力赐给他们，好像地上蝎子的能力一样。
And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power.
并且吩咐他们说，不可伤害地上的草和各样的青物，并一切树木，唯独要伤害额上没有神印记的人。
And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads.
这里讲到在第五号的时候有灾，所以它也是一个祸。
And it talks about at the fifth trumpet there was the disaster and was a war.
但是呢，这个祸呢，它却是不会临到有神印记的人。
But this disaster shall not be upon those who have the seal of God.
那有神印记的人有什么特别呢？
So, what's so special about those who have seal of God?
我们可以看一下哥林多后书第一章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章，从20节看到22节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1, let's look at from verse 20 through 22. 21.
神的应许不论有多少，在基督都是是的，所以借着他也都是实在的，叫神因我们得荣耀。
For all the promise of God in him are yea and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us.
那在基督里坚固我们和你们并高我们的就是神。
Now he which established us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God.
他用印印了我们，并使圣灵在我们心里做凭据。
Who has also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts?
这里有就是蒙恩得救人应该是被神所印的。
So those who are saved by grace shall be sealed by God.
当这里同时也讲他是被膏，那他也是有神的所赐的这个凭据在他身上。
And also they are also anointed and also have the deposit.
在这里呢，我想提大家提醒一下怎么样？第二十节说神的应许。不论有多少，在基督里都是是的。
I would like to remind that all the promise of God in Him are yet and in Him.
所以借着他也都是实在的，叫神因我们得荣耀。
And which are amen in Him and unto the glory of God by us.
所以这里活在那样的那个这有神印记，活在那个有印实际的人，活在什么样实际呢？活在神的应许的实际。
So what kind of reality do those who have seal of God live in? They actually live under the reality of God's promise.
活在神应许之际，活在信心的实际。
And those who live under the promise of God live under the reality of faith.
那就不是活在地上眼见的范围。
So they just do not live under the something visible of earth.
那就是主把我们的心，把我们的心思，把我们的方向转到天上去。
That is God let our eyes and our mind, our hearts to turn to heaven.
所以他所应许的成为我们所盼望的。
So his promise has become our hope.
他所引导的成为我们所跟随的。
His guidance become what we follow.
所以这样的一个这样的一个特别，这个什么？他就活在他就不走地上的路。他虽然在地上生活，但是他顺着神所引导的路走。
So this is special that although they live on earth, but they walk according the way that God guides.
所以这里鼓励我们，我们读圣经的时候，求主开启我们的心，他的应许在哪里。
So it encourages us that when we read the Bible, pray the Lord open our hearts to see where His promise is.
神他如果是真的应许了，在他呢就变成事实了。
If God has promised, in Him become all the reality.
所以我们是根据神的事实。来跟随主。
So we follow the Lord according to the reality of God.
我们再看另外一处。
Then let's look at another place.
以弗所书第一章。
Book of Ephesians chapter 1.
第十，我们可以读到第十四节。
From verse 10 to 14.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的，都在基督里面同归于一。
That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his own will.
叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得到称赞。
That we shall be of the praises of his glory who first trusted in Christ.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那得叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
In whom you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believe, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被属，使他的荣耀得到称赞。
Which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory.
所以这里给我们看到，这里这一个这有神印记的人。他顺着他活在那个神有神印记实际的人，他是活在神旨意的实际里面。
So this shows us those who have the reality of the seal of God, they actually live in the reality of God's will.
而且他是在基督里首先有盼望的。
And those who are first trusted in Christ.
所以我们说有神的印记，不是只是一个好像只是一个概念而已。
So it's not just
concept.
A concept that if we have the seal of God.
啊，因为我们常常只活在概念里面，就不一定活在那个实际里面。
If we only live in the concept, then we do not live in the reality.
啊，但是这里呢，这是主把他的心意告诉他们，然后这就成为他们生活的实际。
So here the Lord tells them His will, that becomes their reality of their living.
所以他们在基督首先有盼望。
So first they have the hope and trust in Christ.
所以我们刚对着刚才这个启示录第九章，那正在逼迫的时候，他们走的路是跟那个灾祸的那个发生的那个一般人走的是不一样的。
So it echoes with Book of Revelation chapter 9 that during the persecution, the way they walk is different from others who are under disaster.
所以这里呢，它不但是这个真的神的心意，而且是神在这里特别解到说，是天上地上一切所有的在基督里面同归于一。
So here not that they follow God's will, but here God specially say that all things in heaven and earth all become together in one in Christ.
不但自己归向基督，也使一同蒙恩得救的人都一起归向基督。
Not only themselves they gather to Christ, but also all those who are saved by grace also gather together in Christ.
昨天我们好些弟兄姊妹在交通当中给我有意思，给我很有帮助。
Yesterday, many brothers and sisters sharing have helped me much.
他说他，你若吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。
If you draw us, if you draw me, then we run after you.
主吸引我个人，但是我呢，我是跟全体的圣徒一起跟随主。
The Lord draws myself, but I, together with all the saints, follow Him.
所以不是以我做中心。是以主的心意做中心。
So I'm not the center, but the Lord's will is the center.
你吸主吸引我，吸引我的做什么？不吸引我过我自己的生活，不吸引我走我自己的路。主吸引我是让主的路不但在我身上通了，也在一起通的人弟兄姊妹当中能够显出来。
So the Lord draws me, not just that I walk my own way, live my own life, but when Lord's will is thoroughly on me, then together with others who have Lord's will, then we can go together according to Lord's will.
所以有神印记的人，关心神旨意的人。
So those who have the seal of God are those who care about the will of God.
有神印记的人是关心神应许的人。
Those who have the seal of God do care about the promise of God.
有神印记的人是关心神怎样使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
Those who have the seal of God, they care about how does God let all things in heaven and earth be together in one in Christ.
同时他也会关心他怎样在基督里面得到产业，得到基业。
Also they care about how they can receive the inheritance in Christ.
那我们再看另外一处圣经。
Then let's look at other place of scripture.
以弗所书第四章。
Book of Ephesians chapter 4.
我们可以从28节一直看到32节好了。
Let's look at from verse 28 through 32.
从前偷弃的不要再偷气，总要劳力，亲手做正经事，就可有余，分给那缺少的人。
Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needs.
污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要谁是说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth.But that which is good to the use of edifying, that it might minister grace unto the hearers.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption.
一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们中间除掉。
Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice.
必要以恩慈相待，存慈怜，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里
饶恕了你们一样。
And be you kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you.
所以这里给我们看到，这个有神印记的人有另外一个特别点。
So there's something else special about those who have the seal of God.
是个脱离旧造的人。
They are being delivered from the old man.
从前偷气的不要再偷。然后呢，污秽的言语一句不可出口。
Those who stole, steal no more, and let no corrupt communication out of your mouth.
所以，虽然是我们是活在旧的身体里面，但是不再活在旧造里面。
So even though we lived in this old body, but we no longer live in the old creation.
而且怎么样？他说这个只要谁是说造就人的好话。这个要总要叫听见人得益处。
But always say the good words of edifying that it might minister grace to those who hear.
所以不但是自己在神面前蒙恩典，是要叫众圣徒，甚至在或者所接触到的人都遇见神。
So not just oneself is received the grace of God, but for all those who meet you shall meet God.
而在它里面有一个跟随圣灵的学习，不叫圣灵担忧。
And there's a learning about following the Holy Spirit that is not to grieve the Spirit.
所以如果我们继续的本来是偷的，现在继续偷。
So if we stole before and we continue to steal.
本来是污秽的，现在继续污秽。
And if we used to be corrupted, but we continue to be corrupted.
或者怎么样，那个苦毒、恼恨继续存在我们身上。
Or all the bitterness and wrath continue to be in us.
愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤继续留在我们身上。
Anger, clamor, and even evil speaking continue to be on us.
那但是叫圣灵担忧。
And that is to grieve the Holy Spirit.
甚至我们会对圣灵的引导呢，就失去了感觉。
And we might even lost feelings toward the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
而这里说不要让圣灵担忧。
It says that do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
该从我们身上脱去的、除去的，就让他去吧。
What shall be put away from us? Just let it go.
因为我们来到主的家中，我们是彼此建造。
Because when we come to the household of God, we build up one another.
那些不能彼此建造的东西，求主怜悯我们，从我们身上彻底的脱去。
For all those cannot be building up each other, may the Lord have mercy upon us. Let us be put away.
不管我们是有明显的服侍，或者没有明显的服侍。
Regardless of whether our services are obvious or not,
我们都该叫众人得益处。
We shall let everyone to be edified.
让人遇见主。
And let people meet God.
他说不要叫神的圣灵担忧。
He says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
所以我们如果常常叫神的圣灵担忧，我们恐怕也叫其他的圣徒担忧。
So if we often grieve the Holy Spirit of God, then we often might grieve other brothers and sisters.
但是这里说不要叫神的圣灵担忧，因为你们原来是受的神的印记。
And here it says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed.
有神印记的人应该活在跟随圣灵的实际里面的人。
For those who have the seal of God shall live in the reality of following the Holy Spirit.
不但是圣灵在我们里面。
Not only the Holy Spirit is in us.
而且其他的圣徒可以感觉到圣灵在我们里面是活的。
And other brothers and sisters can feel the Holy Spirit in us is living.
在我们其实我们这是一个很容易经历的。
And that's something easily experienced.
当我们在一起擘饼的时候。
When we break the bread together.
如果我们的光景是对的。
If our condition is right.
我们有时候会可能感觉到圣灵已经运行在什么地方。
Sometimes we are able to feel the Holy Spirit is moving at where.
或者圣灵感动我这首诗歌，同时也感动另外一个圣徒呢，也是这首诗歌。
Or when the Holy Spirit moved me about this hymn, then the Holy Spirit also moved another saint about the same hymn.
但是呢，我没有点，是他点。
But I did not point out this hymn, but someone else did.
哎，他一点了之后，我就说，哎呀，感谢主，刚好我们有同样的感动。
When another person point out the hymn, then I feel thank the Lord. We feel the same way.
不只是这样。
Not only that.
就当我们一起。读主的话，一起在一起交通的时候。
When we read Lord's words and we fellowship together.
如果我们是单纯的来认识主。
If we simple-heartedly come to know the Lord.
没有任何属人的那些旧造的因素在里面。
Without any old man's condition within.
你会发现，主给我所看见的， 主也可能给其他的圣徒有同样的看见。
Then you will realize what the Lord shows me also shows other saints.
那个看见不是我们先商量好的。
It's not that we have already discussed.
不是因为我们性格相同，不是我们这个我们天然是偏好一样。
Not because we have similar personality or our dislikes or likes are the same.
是圣灵在当中做工。
It's because the moving of the Holy Spirit.
本来这一段话。我也同样的领受，但是主借着另外一个弟兄姊妹在那里分享的时候，我敬拜神。
I have this feeling of this verse, but through the fellowship of another brother sister, that together we worship God.
因为圣灵在我们身上的确有工作。
Truly, the Holy Spirit has worked on us.
而且借着这个彼此交通的缘故呢，能够带来团体的生命的建造。
And through the reason of the fellowship, then together bring out the corporate edifying.
所以这是一个很宝贵的事情。
So this is something very precious.
我们是有神印记的人。
We have the seal of God.
但是我们能不能够活出那个有神印记的实际呢？
But are we able to live out the reality of having the seal of God?
这是需要主怜悯我们，让我们如果没有的话，我们愿意求主赶快帮助我们回到有。
We need the Lord to have mercy upon us. If we do not have it, then we need the Lord to help us return to the reality of it.
这也是预备主再来的情况。
And that's also something we prepare for Lord's coming.
对的，因为可能你面对我们可能主再来，也许我们有可能是在大灾难之前被带到他宝座前。
It might be that we are being brought to His throne before the Great Tribulation.
但也许我们没有。
Or maybe not.
也许我们是需要经过大灾难。
It might be that we need to go through the great tribulation.
但在大灾难经过过程当中，你怎么能够得胜呢？
But how can we overcome in the midst of the great tribulation?
这个得胜其实跟那个原来被提了宝座的是一样的，要得同样的得胜。
This is the same overcoming to those who already been brought to the throne.
只是被提到宝座的那一批，要不然就是他们先预备好了。要不然是什么？在时间上他们是刚好。
But those who already been brought to the throne, whether they already been prepared or might be just their timing.
所以我们是需要主怜悯的。
So we do need Lord have mercy upon us.
呀，我想今天我们就思想到这里就好。
So let's just meditate upon here today.
如果主愿意的话，也许我们还有机会再来思考这个方面。
If Lord's willing, then we might still have another chance to think about this.
好，我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们需要你智慧和启示的灵赐给我们。
Lord, we do need you give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们因着你的话，能够发现个人跟团体跟随你的方向。
So we are able to find the direction of ourselves and the corporate following you.
我们求你亲自启示我们，亲自带领我们。
We do need you to reveal to us and guide us yourself.
叫你要成就国度的见证。在这里有成就的机会。
So the testimony of the kingdom can be accomplished here.
叫你要成就基督身体的见证，在这里有被成就的机会。
So the testimony of body of Christ is able to be accomplished here.
叫你要成就耶稣基督的见证，在这里有被成就的机会。
And the testimony of Jesus Christ shall also be accomplished here.
谢谢主。
We thank the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.